We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Former Bucko, current Bucko analyst Jordy Mercer, fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Neil Walker not going to be with us next Monday, so Jordy is going to sit in for Neil then. We wanted to do a little preview deal here. Jordy, good morning. Thanks so much for coming on. How are you today?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Pretty good.
They going to update that headshot for you on Sportsnet Pittsburgh? Everyone else is so professional, and there you are. You got your hair all ratty and stuff. What are they doing to you?
Man, that was a pretty crazy deal, huh? And actually, it was out of the blue, too. I had no idea that was coming on there until it came on the screen. apparently, they didn't have a headshot at the time, not with a hat on, basically. And so they had to, like, just go through some images somewhere online or somewhere. I don't know how they did it. But we got that updated, though, last night. So thank God we changed that, because that was pretty rough.
We wanted to have you on as an Oklahoma State guy to talk about Mike Gundy. No, just kidding. So I was just pulling it up, Jordy. The 2012 Pirates, you guys started 60-44, and then ultimately things didn't go so hot down the stretch. And so you guys finished four games under 500. Then, of course, all the magic started happening in 2013. Does this team remind you, the one that we're currently watching, of one that could find a 2013 kind of magic in the second half? Or do you think this might kind of be the year before the year for these guys?
It's really hard to tell right now. I mean, the pitching is in place. I think that's one of the most important things. Is, as you guys know, pitching wins. I mean, that's the name of the game here in the game of baseball, is having these young arms at the top of the rotation, having Mitch be around, be that, not necessarily veteran guy, but be the Pirate guy. He's been around the organization for the longest, and having those guys set in place reminds me a lot of that, you know, having our big guys that we had too as well. It's a matter of adding those key pieces like we did, and those guys that fit in, those guys that can bring that a little bit of leadership, and especially on the offensive side is what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of key places and things in place, and the future looks amazing. I mean, I'm telling you what, to have these arms like the Pirates have right now, and all they're going to do is get better, develop, and continue to learn, continue to know what to do when they face, you know, hitters or teams over and over and over, and especially in the division. It's just going to be fun to watch down the road.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school.
As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites, like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jordy, how can this team find consistency? I mean, you watch games like 2 days ago and they scored 12 runs, and then you watch a game yesterday and they don't score one run at all. How can a team, and there's individuals that find consistency, I get that in baseball, like Brian Reynolds, I mean, having a 25-game hitting streak, he's been consistent really throughout the season, but how can a whole team together collectively find consistency in the middle of a season?
You know what? That's also the name of the game too. And I don't know if I have that answer, to be honest with you, because baseball is all about consistency, right? I mean, if you can stay consistent for the most part, I mean, you guys are going to be pretty good in general. We all are in general, right? In the game. I don't know. They just haven't found that quite of how to make a run yet, of how to put consecutive games together. I don't know whether it's running into a good pitcher or running into somebody that's, you know, completely shut them down, whatever it is, but they just haven't found that success in, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row where they can put everything together and keep everything moving down the line.
How did Clint Hurdle help you guys with that kind of thing? Because as we were kind of comparing and contrasting earlier in the show, the core that you guys had in 13 to the core that these guys are starting to grow here in 2024. The one thing we didn't mention was the manager, and I feel like that probably has a lot to do with not riding the highs, not riding the lows, but sort of finding that consistency.
Yeah, for me, Hurdle was more of a motivational guy, man. I mean, we always had he always had speeches. He always had good quotes. He always had things that – I mean, he's been around, right? He's been around, seen a lot of baseball before. Not to say Shelty hasn't either, but he has too as well. But to me, I'm not inside, you know, the walls there and their meetings and whatnot. But Hurdle was always a motivational guy. Always continued to press forward. Always moved forward, whether it was a tough loss or a win. Even I mean, it was, you know, the next game. That's how he approached it. And I always liked that. I always enjoyed that. I always enjoyed that. You can't. This game is so. Season's so long, there's too many games to play, right? So you got to continue to move on, move forward. And I felt like he did instilled in us a good job of that.
Jordy, do you think that Paul Skeens was deserving of his all-star recognition, his all-star game honor coming up here in the next week? Do you think he's deserving of that with just a small sample size of games?
I honestly think he should start. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, I think he's unbelievable. I think it's we're witnessing something that's it's pretty special. You know, when those guys come around, there's not very often. There's not very many of them. The Max Scherzers, the Justin Verlanders, the type of guys like that that's been in the league for a long time, that knows how to pitch, that are continuous all-stars. Those guys just come to mind for me because, you know, that was kind of my era and I faced him a bunch. But he's got that pedigree. He's got everything that you want, you know, in a pitcher, in a frontline starting pitcher that's going to be an all-star for a long time if he can stay healthy. I think that's one of the big key for everybody, right, is can he hold up? Can this guy stay around for a long time and continue to do what he's doing? And there's no question that he can. I mean, there's no question. So – I think he should start. I think he's much deserved. I think he's obviously, if you ask around the league, I don't think anybody wants to face him. And what he's doing with so little experience too. This game, there's so many good hitters and so many good, so much information about you, right? And to be able to do what he does on a consistent basis, and it's only 10 starts, going to be 11 today, but it's pretty special what he's doing.
Jordy Mercer, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. It seems that he's not just a guy up there that throws really hard and has devastating stuff. Like, we all knew that coming in, and then just watching the highlights, or if you caught a game here or there in AAA, you knew, okay, he's just blowing dudes away. He's come up here, and then he's pitched. Like, a couple of dudes hit homers off of fastballs to lead off games, and okay, I'll just mix that 95-mile-an-hour splinker in there, and he's hitting corners, and he's going up and down. Like, how often do you see that from a guy who's 22 years old? And not only does he have the stuff, but it seems like he really knows how to pitch.
Well, I think to me that's what makes him even more special is the adjustments he's already made, especially in-game adjustments when maybe early on he's getting a few barrels that he didn't want, and then now he's mixing it up, and then he's pretty much untouchable the rest of the way. Being that young and being able to adjust that early in-game adjustment that quick, and then like you just mentioned, he already came up with a new pitch, right? And he's, you know, most people don't even do that until they get, you know, established in the league a little bit older, can figure out kind of what they want to do and make adjustments. But he's doing it on the fly. He's doing it early. He's doing it quickly. And, you know, he's always going to have that heater, right? He's always going to have that good fastball. But if you can mix in a couple other pitches like he does and he can locate too, my goodness, it makes it really tough.
Jordy, you're the perfect person to answer this question, and you know I'm a former football guy, so you know, talking to a former shortstop can really put me in my place if I need to be put in my place. With O'Neill Cruz's raw ability, size, his strength, his speed, do you think the Pirates should explore putting him in the outfield?
Oh, I thought you were going to mention about tight end. Okay, never mind.
There he goes.
You know, I don't know yet. That's the thing is I don't know yet. To me, he's so athletic. Like, that's why he's playing there right now, because he's so athletic. Right. I think down the road, I think they're going to have to explore probably something else. And the reason for that is the health wise. Can he continue to stay healthy, continue to play every day there? It's a very demanding position. It's a very demanding spot to play in the big leagues. It's a premier position. It is. I mean, to be able, the good ones go out there and play every single day, and it's really hard to do that, especially being that tall, right? So I don't know yet, but he's so gifted and so athletic. It's fun to watch him play there. It's fun to let it play out for just a little bit. Now, you can't go to third, really, because if you look to your right, there's a Gold Glover over there too as well, and he's going to be here for a while too. So maybe a transition of flipping those two would be, I think, a good opportunity. I think Key Bryant can play some really good shortstop too. So I don't know. I think there's plenty of options, obviously, to keep his bat in the lineup. He's a very exciting player. He's got tons of tools. And I'm excited to watch him grow too.
Andrew McCutchen is slightly younger than you, Jordy. How's that make you feel?
Old.
I mean, how crazy is it that he is 37 years old and he's been game in, game out, one of their more consistent players this year?
Well, it just goes to show you, like, what type of player he's been in his career and what type of, guy, clubhouse, guy, all the above. Just really a continuous leader. When you think of Pittsburgh, in my days, I know I'm a little bit younger than probably the audience here, but, I think of him, right? I think of him, and I think of, you guys might think of Barry or Bobby or whatever, but or Pops or, Roberto. Obviously, he's one of the best that ever do it too. But my age, my generation here, I mean, I think of Kutch. That's what I do, right? So to be able to – I think it was so cool – for him to come back and continuing to play at a level where it's pretty good, right? It's not his all-star level, what he's normally playing, right? Because he is 37, but he's still putting up numbers. He's still delivering. He's still doing great things. And I think the most important thing is he's leading a young group, and they're evolving and they're continuing to get better. And that's what I enjoy the most.
Jordy, this was a lot of fun, man. We really appreciate you coming on. So your thoughts on Gundy? I'm just kidding.
Well, hey, you know what? we're going to win 10 games again, and you know what? We're going to move on. That's you know, that's the part about Gundy. He's very out there, and he continues to say what's on his mind, which you got to appreciate too as well. But
yeah, I don't think he means any harm by anything.
No.
I just think he's kind of, you know, a unique dude. As long as one of those 10 wins isn't over my West Virginia Mountaineers, I think we'll be okay here, Jordy.
I got you.
Thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordy.
Take care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.